Blog Talk Radio.
The song just says, Jesus saved.
Prophetess Tamara Harris, you are tuned in to the Inspiration Radio Station. I am so excited. This is the first night of launching this and getting this station started on Blog Talk Radio. It's just a blessing to be able to have this experience, to share the Word of God with you, for you to be encouraged, for you to be uplifted. That song that was just playing was Jesus Saves by Tasha Cobbs. I love that song, and I just want to be able to enter you in into the spirit of worship and a time in the Lord so that you can get your minds and your hearts prepared for what God is going to say tonight. Tonight, God gave me something that is so powerful and so awesome. I'm just so excited about what he's doing. And what's wonderful about this is that, you know, sometimes we have to take the cap off God and we have to really see that what he's doing in us is a great thing, and that surely everything that God is doing in us is to perfect us, is to make us more like him, and it's just a wonderful experience. God is so good, and I'm just so just excited about being on Blog Talk Radio. So tonight, the discussion is going to be about breaking out. I titled this, It's Time to Break Out, because this is what God wants for all of us. He wants us to break out. He wants us to break off the things that are holding us back, that is keeping us from moving forward. We know that in everything that we do, we need to give God the glory out of it. That's all he wants, you know. If God can get the glory out of every situation, you know, that is the highest accomplishment, and so that he can get the glory out of everything that's going on in our lives. Amen. So, you know, what's different about this is that I'm going to be this is more of the Blog Talk Radio, but I want to keep it very close to what I was doing on the conference call. This experience is that I'm going to probably have guests, and do a lot of different things, it's going to allow me to do some more things and to branch out and to really, really reach out into the communities and do some great things through the Blog Talk Radio. And so what I wanted to do was just take ministry to the airwaves so that people can hear all over the world. We're trying to spread that message so that people can hear what the Lord is doing, and we can, and people can know that God is working every situation out in their favor. And you know, we love, we just love that God is just able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we could all ask or think. And I just want to encourage everyone to be faithful to what God has told you to be faithful to, and just continue to walk in the power and the might of everything that he has called you to do. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to quickly get into what we're going to talk about. So we're talking about breaking out. What's important about breaking out? God said, I need you to snap. And, you know, when I was thinking about this today, that it's time to snap, I said, wow, this is so weird. God, what are you saying when you say it's time to snap? God said, it's just what I mean. And if anyone knows that, you know, when you were out in the world and you were getting upset about things, or you when someone wanted to take you there, you would say, oh, I'm about to snap. God said, okay, now I need you to take that, and I need you to turn it into what I need you to do for the kingdom. I need you to go off in the kingdom. I need you to, just like you went hard in the streets, I need you to go hard for me. God said, go hard for Christ. Go hard. Go all in. Snap. Go off. But not in a bad way. He wants us to do it in a good way. He wants us to do it for his glory. And so there are some steps that God just really wants us to understand, some things about breaking out of your situation, breaking out, changing your finances, changing your relationships. Sometimes this is a shift that is going on worldwide where we are going to have to make a decision about really changing our relationships and changing things that are going on, because, you know, we're in a time where God is calling us to just really, you know, do some things differently. And, you know, it's hard to find true people in Christ, and it's hard to find people that really, really have a heart for God. And so God says, you know, when you break out, you may have to break out and leave some people behind. You may have to bring yourself out of some situations with people. Everyone cannot go where you're going. And so I want to encourage you tonight, because God said, I want you to break out. The first step in breaking out is, God says, sometimes before you get ready to snap or you get ready to break out, sometimes you have to go into a little repair. God said, I can fix anything that's broken. I can fix anything that's destroyed. Breaking out requires some steps. So he says, I want to put you in repair. I want to rebuild you. I want to remodel you. You need to be renovated. God wants to give you a spiritual makeover. Sometimes you can drive past and see a house that's beautiful on the outside, but when you go on the inside, it's jacked up. It's messed up. Everything is everywhere. It's chaotic. And so you step outside and you say, is this the same house that I was looking at from the outside? But I step inside and it's messed up in here. I mean, it's deceiving, you know. And I like watching the show House Hunters. And a prime example of, you looking at a house on the outside and you go in and then they're saying, oh, the value of this house is $300,000. And the people are looking like, no way, this house couldn't be $300,000, not with the way it's looking right now, you know. But, you know, it's funny because God said, this is what I need to do for my people. Sometimes, you know, we put ourselves in situations that we do need God to get us out of. Sometimes we think we can do things and get ourselves out of things, and we just further mess it up. God said, that's why I'm here. I'm here to repair you. I'm here to fix it. No matter what you're going through, God said, I want to fix it for you. And so I want to take you to 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. Famous scripture, and if my people who are called by my name become humble and pray and look for me and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. The Lord gave me a revelation today. We all know there's some things going on all around the world. We know recently there was a very tragic time that happened in Paris. The Lord was showing me this about the things that are going on in the world. It's just like in the Old Testament and how a lot of things were happening and wars and people getting killed and different things going on. And God is saying, this is what I had to tell them back then. If you would humble yourself and pray to me, I will restore you and heal you. What are we missing here in the time that we're living in? We're missing the fact that we are not humble enough to turn from our own ways and turn back to God. God said, if you are humble and pray and look for me now and turn from your evil ways. So God said, I need you to be humble, I need you to pray, I need you to look for me, and then I need you to turn from your evil ways. Then he said, I will hear what you're asking me from heaven, and then I will forgive your sin, and then I will heal your land. But see, we don't want to do that. Sometimes we just want to pray. Sometimes we don't want to be humble. Sometimes we don't even want to look for God. We want to still be in our sin. We want to still do what we want to do. And then we want to pray and ask God to deliver us, to heal us, to provide for us. But we're missing the parts in the scripture when he says, be humble, pray, look for me, and turn from your evil ways. See, a lot of times we get it mixed up and we want to just do what we want to do instead of going to God and saying, God, I need you right now. I need you to take over. I need you to help me to be humble, God. I need you to help me get rid of this sin, the sinful ways. Get it out of my spirit. A lot of times we get really tricked and fooled by the things of the world, and we just allow so many things to just really take what God has given us, you know, and it takes away from the anointing that God gives you, you know. And if you know that you have been called and chosen by God, this is one thing that, you know, you need to understand in being called and chosen by God. God said, there are so many things that I can do for my people. God wants to do so much for us. He wants to bless us. He wants to lift us up. He wants to return everything that was taken from us. But sometimes we forget to be humble. We forget to go back and say, God, I need you to forgive me of my attitude. God, I need you to forgive me of my ways. See, this is all the part of breaking out. It may not make sense right now, but when you're breaking out because you have the strength to do so. But in order to get to that point, God said, I need you to, there's some things that I am requiring of you as you come to me and as you begin to submit to my ways. We always want to submit to what we're doing, and we like to get tied up into the things that, you know, we want to do. We want to do this, we want to do that, we want to go here, we want to go there. But God said, I need sometimes for you to just stop, and I need you to think about me. I need you to think about what I want you to do. God can fix anything that is damaged or destroyed. In order to repair, to break out, we have to tear down some strongholds, negativity, negative words of people, negative spirits. Sometimes you have negative spirits and negative people around you. These spirits and these people will cause you to really, really go backwards. See, especially when the devil knows that you're doing something for God, when you're doing something great, when you're doing something awesome in God, the devil likes to come and try to take away your joy, likes to put negative thoughts in your ear. The enemy likes to make you feel like you're not going to make it. He wants you to feel like all is lost. And sometimes we have to pick ourselves up and realize that it's just life, it's just a situation, that you still have the victory, and God is going to get you through it. But we have to realize when you're tearing down strongholds, when even when you're tearing down, say if you got somebody and they're supposed to be your friend, but they have a negative spirit. A lot of times you encounter people that have negative spirits. And this is what happens when there are people that have negative spirits. Negative energy gets sent into the air. And when it gets sent into the air, it messes up your atmosphere. And what happens is someone says something negative to you, and if you hear it and if you take it in, it gets in your spirit. And it changes your way of thinking. And then it causes you to say, well, maybe they're right. Or maybe it's like this. Or maybe it's like that. And see, that's a spirit thing. God wants us to see everything that we're going through by the spirit. Strongholds and negativity. Strongholds and negativity are two big things that can affect where we're going if we allow it to. Now, I believe, because I'm anointed of God and because I stay in prayer and I'm constantly praying and I'm constantly binding the spirits in the atmosphere, what I do is I'm constantly binding those spirits. I'm constantly pulling down strongholds. Pull those strongholds down. Pull the negativity down. People's words can only manifest if you allow them to. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, it talks about, it says, we live in this world, but we don't fight our battles in the same way the world does. The weapons we use are not human ones. Our weapons have power from God and can destroy the enemy's strong places. We destroy people's arguments, and we tear down every proud idea that raises itself against the knowledge of God. We also capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ. That was 2 Corinthians in ERV version. And so what we need to understand is that when you know the word, when you know who God is, you take what God told you and you stand on that and you put that word against the enemy. See, the enemy can't stand against God's word. The enemy can stand against our words because our strength comes from God. We have to get our strength from the Lord, and we have to say, okay, Lord, my strength comes from you. So you give me the strength to stand against the hands of the enemy. This is something that we really have to understand, because we tend to really forget that what's going on here is it's a spirit thing. It's a thing that's going on in the spirit. And we forget that the enemy always working in the spirit realm. He's not always working. Sometimes it is a natural thing. Naturally, he can naturally attack us. But the first attack is spiritually. And if we could gird ourselves up spiritually to see what he's doing, we can win. We can defeat him. But see, we need that all in God. And it's so wonderful to know. God says, I need you to pull down those strongholds. And see, when you bring the word of God against what somebody is saying against you, it cannot stand. You capture everything that is being said, and it has to obey God. God said, your weapon is in the spirit. Your weapon now, we got natural weapons, but we don't want to use those weapons. We want to use the weapons in the spirit. The power of God can have such an effect. It can tear down anything that comes against you. So you have to war in the spirit. Again, for those getting on, I am talking about it's time to break out. So when we're breaking out, we're getting ready to tear down strongholds. We are casting down negativity, negative words of people. I don't know what is going on in the atmosphere, but I'm hearing it all over. These people, they're just people that are just being so negative. And you have people that they want to work against you. They want to work against what you're trying to do. They want to try to tear you down. They want to make you look bad. But you have to speak in the atmosphere. When I was doing my conference calls, I was speaking about that. You have to speak in the atmosphere. You have to tear everything that is being said against you down in the spirit. Call it out by name. Call out the witch and the witchcraft spirits. I believe that there are people that, you know, people don't realize that when you cross over into being covet or jealous, and when someone becomes jealous of you, they will start to speak against you. That is a spirit of control. That means they're trying to control your atmosphere, and the spirit of control is a spirit of witchcraft. You have to bind that spirit out of your life, out of your mind, because a person will try to take what you've got going on and make it negative. But the devil is a lie. Call those spirits out. Tell them those spirits have to go back to the pits of hell where they belong, because you have to break out. God said, I am commanding you to break out. You have to break out. You have to move forward. There's people that try to hold you back. God said, I will not allow my people to be held back any longer. This is why we are in a time where things are going on. Innocent lives are being taken, but God is saying, because my people are not humble and are not praying and are not looking for me and turning from their own ways, he said, this is why I haven't restored. We have to come together and begin to pray, begin to tear down the strongholds. If we took all the energy that we use tearing each other down and used it for good, we could really conquer some things. God could really save and deliver people. But you know, it's just that it's what it is. People love to thrive off negativity, but I believe that I'm a child of God, and I said, you know what? I don't do negativity. I'm not even going to listen to that mess. Sometimes you got to say, you know what? I am not going to listen to this mess. I do not have time for this. I don't care what anybody is saying. I do not have time for this. I am not going to listen to the negativity that's going on, because people will get you going. They'll have you thinking crazy. They'll have you saying stuff that you wouldn't normally say because you're hanging around them, because they try to attach their spirit to you. You have to shake them off. You have to break out, because in order for God to do and to fulfill everything that you need him to fulfill in your life, you have to break out. You have to let it all go. You have to allow God to bring you out so you can fulfill the call of God. It may not be a call to preach. It may not be a call to do ministry, but ministry is many avenues. It could be hospitality. It could be doing something for a family. It could just be talking to someone who's in need to hear the word of God. It's not always about getting behind a pulpit and preach. My ministry, what God has done in me, is something significant. Yes, my father is an apostle. My mother is a prophet, and they have preached all over the world for longer than I was born. And so, but what God is doing in me is something different, and my ministry is different. And so I have asked the Lord to do something different for me in my ministry, because I believe and reaching people all over the world. And I do reach people all over the world. And it's such a blessing because, you know, I started out doing, you know, some small things and conference calls. And then, you know, my videos, I do my live videos, and then I'll jump on Periscope, and then I'll talk to people. Well, then I had people reaching out all the way from the UK. I have people from the Netherlands, you know, and it's a blessing for people to hear the word that God has given me. I don't take credit in what God is and what I'm doing. I give God the credit. And see, when you can give God the credit, God will bless you even more. And I just thank God today because my testimony that I can be able to get on the radio and people have heard me all over. I've had so many different radio shows and getting on radio shows and doing things. But I said, God, I need to take this ministry to another level. Well, of course, when you want to do something, the enemy always tries to set a trap. The enemy always wants to try to make you feel like, well, it's not going to work, and this person is not going to support you, and that person, the devil is a lie. God said, if you do it for me, I'll give you a name. I'll make you famous in my kingdom. And see, sometimes we're worried about being famous among people, among people in our community and being famous around in town. We need to be famous to God. And that's what's most important, is that you have a name in God. And God said, this is what I have called you to do. But we want to continue to war in the spirit so that we can get to that place. God said, I want to repair you. We know there's a scripture that talks about us being soldiers. And when it talks about us being soldiers, it says, you know, put on the breastplate of righteousness, put on the whole armor of God. That's spiritual war. So when you go into spiritual war, you have to be ready. So God said, because I'm Jehovah Rapha, I've called you into my office. God said, I'm Jehovah Rapha. I'm the great physician. That's what it means. That's what Jehovah Rapha, he gave me that today. God said, when you call me Jehovah Rapha, that means I take on the title of a physician. He said, that means I take on the title of making sure, just like you go into the doctor and the doctor looks you over, you get a physical. They look at your arms, you know, your body, they tell you to walk, you know, stand, bend over, touch your toes, all that stuff. God said, well, this is what I do in the spirit realm. I check you over. I begin to work on your spirit. I begin to work on the different parts of you so that you can be strong in me, so that you have strength. He said, I begin to work on your attitude. I begin to perfect you. And so as you begin to read God's word, as you begin to pray, that's your medicine right there. See, you know, we have the physical medicine. We take medications for things. But God said, this is the spiritual medicine. God said, you know, so I take my word. That's your vitamin right there. He said, and then your prayer life, that's your other vitamin. He said, and you put these vitamins together, you got a multivitamin. And that multivitamin, it gives you everything that your spiritual man needs. And so God said, once you're all healed and ready, because see, for a certain period of time, the doctor may tell you to take some medication until you get better. So God said, this is what I'm telling you to do. You got to really go under God. You have to go in really hard for God. And God said, as you begin, I begin to work on you. He said, I'm your physician, so I'm working on you. I'm working on all the things that you need done so you can be strong. So when you get ready to go for war, you will be fully restored. When you are restored, God said, get ready to run. Run to win the race. Running gets you charged up. And when you get charged up, guess what you're going to do? You're going to break out. There is nothing that's going to hold you back. But God said, you know, it's a time where I got to work on you. You got to heal. You got to heal some wounds. This is a time that I went through in ministry before I really got into the place of ministering. I had to heal. I had to let some things transpire. I had to heal from being married twice. And I was hurt. I was bitter for a long time. And, you know, I was married, and then my first husband left me. He left me with our son. Our son was autistic, and it was rough. And then he was diagnosed with epilepsy. I said, my God, how am I going to do this? I was young. I would cry. I would cry out to the Lord. I would ask him why. Why did I have to have a child that has special needs? My son, it was so rough dealing with him. I would cry. We had to go to the doctor constantly. And then so I got divorced. Me and my husband, we were separated. And then I got pregnant again. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, how much can I take? I said, now I've done this to myself, you know. And I said, okay, Lord, you know, I went through a time where I was so hurt. So I was pregnant again. And so I would cry. I was so upset. The enemy had told me to have an abortion. I had set up an appointment several times, and I never could go. And finally, the Lord just lifted it off of me. I cried to the Lord. And I told the Lord, I said, I'm so afraid of being a mother of two children. I said, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. And God said, you're going to do it because I'm going to give you the strength to do it. And that was all I needed. And I just said, Lord, I just thank you today because I look at my kids. They are so awesome. I could not complain right now because my kids, I have really, really good kids. They're not bad. They don't do a lot of stuff. They're good kids, and God has blessed me, but I pray over them every single night. I put my hands on them, and I anoint them. And see, you know, sometimes the enemy likes to let us feel like we're not going to conquer things. And so I was able to break out of that situation. And so God had to take me through a time of healing. And I'm giving this testimony because this is what I went through so that I could get through the things I was dealing with. So God took me through a time of testing, and then he healed me, and he shaped me, and he molded me, and then he began to work on me. He did surgery on me. He had to patch some things up. My wounds healed it up. I began to get restored again, and then I started praying again, and then I started getting in my word again. Well, I was always doing those things, but it wasn't enough for me to completely walk into my calling because I was always in ministry, but I still wanted to be out in the world as well. But when God completely came and became my physician, when I designated him to be my physician and stopped letting myself dibble-dabble in the world and in church, God began to do a complete makeover. He began to heal me. He began to transform me. And then I got restored. And then I began to run. And my running charged me up. And I broke out. And when I broke out, I knew there was nothing that the enemy could do to me ever again. I stand here today to tell you, when I broke out, I was never the same. I was never, ever the same. Charge yourself with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you today, I pray that God would just charge you right now. You have to know that the race is won. 1 Corinthians, this is my last scripture because I'm getting ready to close. I'm not going to be before you long. I have about 10 minutes until I go off air. So I'm going to give you this last scripture here. 1 Corinthians 9:24-26. It says, you know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one runner gets the prize. So run like that. Run to win. All who compete in the games use strict training. They do this so they can win a prize, one that doesn't last. But our prize is one that will last forever. So I run like someone who has a goal. I fight like a boxer who is hitting something, not just the air. God said, get ready to break out. It is time to break out. It's time to break out of your shell, come out. There's somebody on air right now that's listening, and you've been holding back. And God said, it is time for you to break out of your shell. God said, I need you to just snap. He said, I need an unexpected move. God said, there's going to be an unexpected move out of your situation. He said, because when you snap, it happens quickly. And see, people can continue to try to say things about you, to try to put you down, to try to make you feel like you're irrelevant or like you're not going to make it. But God said, it is time to snap. God said, it is time for you to break out. I want to encourage you today. God said, if you break out, if you make that step to break out, he said, today I will change your life. Nothing will be the same if you allow God to break you out of every situation that you're going through. The devil thinks he's won, but he hasn't won. He hasn't won because he's been defeated. He thinks he hasn't been defeated. But God said, I know his judgment. I know where he's going. And God said, he knows where you're going. So believe today that as you break out, God will restore you. He will strengthen you. He will give you all you need to win this race. Just remember, you know, that, you know, the scripture, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Because truly, that's just what it is, you know. God said, you know, he wants you to break out. He wants you to understand that in this time of your life, it is critical that you stay with your war gloves on, that you stay in with the mindset of knowing that every single thing that you're going through, oh, God said, it's for my glory. Everything that you're going through is for the glory of God. I want to encourage you today to break out of your situation. There is no way that God is going to let you be defeated. Be strong. Pull down those strongholds and allow God to break you out. God said it's time to snap. And when I mean snap, if anybody has went off on somebody, you know what it means to snap. Now, I know that that's something that God has delivered me from, is snapping on people. But you know what? It's amazing, because just as much as he delivered me from doing that, what he did was he made me sharp and he made me snap in the spirit. And now I can snap on the devil, and now I can tell the devil where he's going to go, because I ain't playing with the devil. And so because the devil knows that I'm about my business, he don't bother me. And so you have to be with that same mind frame. You have to know that it's time to break out. It's time to snap. Let it all loose. Let God do it for you. Let him change your situation, because there is nothing that he won't do for you if you just receive his glory and let his power take over your life today. I'm going to pray with you as we get ready to end. God, I just thank you today. I thank you for everyone that's called in, God. I thank you for the launching of the Inspiration Station. God, I just pray that you manifest your glory and your presence on air, Father God, today, God. I just thank you today, God, that everything that you're doing, God, is by your strength, God, that we are calling on your strength, Father God, to move in our lives, Father God, to dictate everything that we're doing, Father God. Keep us in your will, Father God. Anoint us, Father God. Put your hands over us, God. Allow us, Father God, to see your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you today, Father God, that we are not only hearing your word, but we're doing your word, Father God. Show us how to be disciples of your word, servants, Father God, for you and your kingdom, Father God. Show us, Father God, who to connect with, God. Show us who we need to disconnect in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I hear the Lord saying it's time to disconnect. I don't know who it is for, but God said it's time to disconnect in the name of Jesus. So God said, I want you to disconnect. And when you disconnect, there are some things that are going to happen in the name of Jesus. Father God, don't let what we're trying to do be hindered in the name of Jesus, because who are we connected to? God, show us, Father God, who is meant to be in our lives, Father God. Show us who's not meant to be in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you today for everything that you're doing, because you are so wonderful. You are so powerful in all that you do, Father God. I just thank you today. I thank you for your glory, God. I thank you for your power, God. I thank you for your manifestation, Father God. We thank you that your people are saved and set free, Father God. Keep us in prayer, God. Call us in prayer in the name of Jesus in the midnight hour, Father God. Keep us saved. Keep us delivered, Father God. Keep us from the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father God. By your stripes, we are healed. In your name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. You are so powerful. You are so wonderful. God, I just thank you. I just thank everyone that's called. I'm so excited about doing this. It's just an exciting time. I want everyone to just constantly be encouraged by the blood of Jesus and just, you know, just know that God is always by your side. Visit TamaraHarrisMinistries.com. I've got some updates on there, some great, awesome things I'm going to be doing. I am launching another radio station. It's not quite up and running, but this will be a 24-hour radio station. I'm so excited. Blog Talk will be scheduled shows. I will always keep it posted on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram so everyone will know. And so to end this, you know, I just want everyone to be encouraged and know that God is by your side, and that, you know, don't let the enemy think that he has won. He has not won. And so by your stripes, you are healed in Jesus' name. And I want you to see if I can play this song, and I want you to be encouraged by this. God bless you and have a good evening.
Till I overflow. Come on, I wanna.
Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna.